Hello, this is Peter Stewart, the host, the producer of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Video Voice, the short daily podcast to help you get just that. Breathing and reading, inflection, projection, phonation, resonation, and everything in between. Talking about intonation at the moment, and what I'm bringing you is the result of the work that I'm putting together with the idea of putting all this together in a book. So hopefully you'll be interested in that. So it's a podcast and, well, it's already show notes, but also going to be a book in the not too distant future. We've spoken about how you lift new information and we suppress old information. And old information could usually be a synonym. And yesterday we talked about when synonyms aren't necessarily synonyms, or what you might consider at first to be a synonym isn't actually a synonym at all. So listen back to that if you haven't already. So lifting new ideas, suppressing old ideas, but how long before an old idea is a new idea again? I mean, that's a good point, isn't it? If you're reading a longer script, a word or term or idea may keep reappearing. You can't subdue every subsequent reference to it just because you said it two paragraphs or two pages or two chapters before. Well, it becomes a new idea when other information has been introduced subsequently, in the meantime, and taken the listener's attention away from that new thing. It may be a recycled new idea quite quickly, sometimes within a sentence or two, because of the key of contrast, which we're going to be coming to a little bit later on. Okay, let me give you a bit of an example of the key of contrast right now. Police said they were looking for a woman caught on CCTV. They'd arrested a man, but they were still looking for a woman. So, what are the key contrasts there? Woman is contrasting with man. Yeah, they were looking for a woman, but they'd arrested a man. And then man is contrasted with woman. They'd arrested a man, but were still looking for the woman. So even though woman is an old idea, you colour it when it's mentioned a second time, so it stands as a contrast to man. Yeah, does that make sense? That sentence, or those two sentences, in the show notes. Let's say it again, wrong. Police said they were looking for a woman caught on CCTV. They'd arrested a man, but were still looking for a woman. Doesn't sound right, does it? This is where you still highlight the second reference to woman, even though it's old information, because you're bearing in mind the contrast that it's got with the man who you've previously mentioned. Police said they were looking for a woman caught on CCTV. They'd arrested a man, but were still looking for a woman. Okay, here's another example. Okay. The best present I got was the watch from my girlfriend. I mean, I got a jacket, a phone, theatre tickets and a surprise party, but the watch from Julia meant the most. So we've got a longer section there, but can you hear when you say the sentence how both references of the watch and the girlfriend, well, the synonym for girlfriend, Julia in this case, need to be highlighted? Again, it's for contrast clarification. Yeah? You're reintroducing information. So it's kind of got to be new or highlighted because you want to have it in contrast. Oh, and also notice that the synonym is kind of backwards in this particular example because we're saying girlfriend and then latterly we're saying Julia. And usually you might say Julia and then girlfriend. Yeah, so sometimes those synonyms can be the other way around. So again, let's give that that example the bad, the wrong intonation, and then I'll do it correctly. So here it is, wrong. The best present I got was the watch from a girlfriend. I mean, I got a jacket, a phone, theatre tickets, and a surprise party, but the watch from Julia meant the most. No, that's wrong, isn't it? You're highlighting watch because even though it's old information, you're contrasting it with the jacket, the phone, theatre tickets and the party. And you're highlighting Julia because those things came from other people. But what you got from Julia was the most important. Here it is correctly. The best present I got was the watch from my girlfriend. I mean, I got a jacket, a phone, theatre tickets, and a surprise party. But the watch from Julia meant the most. So, you can hear, hopefully, the contrast and why you need to highlight old information because it's contrasting with the previously new information that you've had subsequently since the previous new information was first introduced. Now, sometimes what you can do is highlight the same word or phrase over and over immediately. Yeah, it's old information, but you keep repeating it, you keep highlighting it. So can you think when you might do it? Can you think why it might be useful? Can you think of an example? Yeah, repetition for reinforcement, like I did just then. Yeah, can you think of when you might do it? Can you think why it might be useful? Can you think of an example? You could drop, can you think, on the second or third instance, drop it with your voice. You could say, can you think of when you might do this? Can you think it might be useful? Can you think of an example? But it may be that you actually want your listener to realise your reiteration and act upon it. This triple repetition device is very often used in speeches for more effective eloquence. Do you want a better future? Do you want a better life? Do you want to see us win? Yeah? So sometimes you highlight the same word or phrase over and over immediately. It's old information, but you're highlighting it for better effect. Okay, interesting stuff today. Tomorrow, we're looking at key stage 5, looking for the balance to help us with our conversational intonation as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and video voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.